What do you have to say to those people who are like, "Oh, I'm scared of
Fuck them.
like what my friends would say," like, but
Oh,
like.
yeah. I mean, honestly, bro, if you're scared of that, like, that's not my pro. Like, you should, like, be. You should
Yeah, that's crazy. That's
not
I
my
love
problem.
this guy.
No, it's funny, it's funny.
I love
like,
this
it's like,
guy.
It's like someone who's, like, going to the. He's like, how do I go
It's
to.
not my problem.
Yeah, it's like someone's like, Adam, how do I go to the gym? Like, I really want to get in the gym. It's like, bro, but you're not going to the gym. So he's like,
Bro's wandering
yeah.
out of the
go to the
competition.
gym.
I love it.
Right? Like, but yeah, like, everyone, 44% of kids want to be an influencer, but, like, 2% of kids are posting on shit.
Like,
Like,
yeah,
actually trying to get,
1%.
yeah,
It's
you know,
literally,
yeah, 1%, yeah, so
dude.
it's like, you know.
It's crazy because we literally just had an episode about this last week where we talked about how
It's
people
not my
have these,
problem.
like, dreams, but they're too afraid to chase them.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy. And I love seeing, like, other people around our age that really have that
Yeah,
pursuit.
same.
They're
It's great.
not only just, they're taking action with it.
Yeah, I'm
So,
super glad I
yeah.
got to meet all you guys, too. And it's
Absolutely,
like,
dude.
bro, it's like,
Absolutely.
if you guys never had this brand and like never even had Canon on or like never created this brand, like I wouldn't, you guys would be
Right, yeah.
strangers, right? We wouldn't even know each other, right? So like, I feel like that's the power of having a personal brand, you know?
Exactly. You know what's crazy to me?
What?
Like, I'm not like here to brag or anything, but like on my channel, like, you know what impressions are on YouTube?
No.
Like, you guys know what impressions are?
Yeah,
Like,
yeah. When it
your
comes
video
up on the
pops
YouTube
up for
feed,
people.
right?
Like, I looked at like my my impressions, and like it was over 2 million people like have like saw like a video of my channel.
Wow.
It's like 2 million people have like laid eyes on like the thumbnail or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, that's crazy. Like, that's how much opportunity you get to go on social media to see millions of people. Like, I don't have that many followers, but like as like all these big people, but let's think about how many like, people can see them. You know what I
yeah.
mean? It opens up so many doors for people to come into your, like, your life and like
yeah.
ask for advice and stuff like
yeah.
that. So I think that's really beautiful.
Yeah, bro. It's like, look, yeah.
And then when they see you once, twice, three times, eventually they're going to be like, okay, let me check this guy out.
Yeah.
So that's another thing about consistency.
That's not consistent. That's branding.
Yeah.
It's consistency.
Well,
it's branding.
Like,
because if you're consistent, then you're
both. But
it's
branding.
Both.
It's
both.
It's branding. It's branding.
But yeah, it's like, look at Alex Hormozi. Like he has connections, like, at the fucking door. Like, you know, someone like that has, like, built up this brand around, like, him being professional and him, like, no, I was like adding value. Like, now, like, he can work with anybody he wants, basically. You know?
And I just want to make this clear to the audience. This guy has been doing it for fucking years, so don't expect that you can come out of the
yeah.
ballpark and get Alex Hormozi numbers. I think that's a false
oh, yeah.
expectation. Just like
right.
the gym, like you were
100%.
Saying, you see these influencers.
Yeah, 100%.
Do not put your bar as the top dog in the fucking industry.
Yeah, bro, like Hormozi was. Well, what do you mean put
took,
your bar there?
Well, I'm saying it took him 4 years before he
oh, yeah.
hit over, I think, I don't even know the number.
He was sleeping
he
on
was
gym
only,
floors.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he was getting less than 1,000 views on his podcast
yeah.
for 4 years.
Yeah.
4 years.
But think about it. I feel like
he lost all his money at one point.
Yeah.
Twice.
But
twice.
The thing
twice.
About it, if you like blew up, let's say this podcast got like 10 million views, like or like the first day you guys posted, it got 10 million views. There'd be no real journey there, you know. Like
right.
to there'd be no story, you know. Like there'd be no.
It's
like
winning the lottery.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
like, there's not a lot. Like
good.
Yeah, like if you're just like born rich, then like. Private jets aren't new to you. Like, there's nothing like cool about it, you know. But
right.
if you like grinded like Hormozi for like 5+ years and then finally made it, like it is so much more satisfying when you went
yeah.
on a journey to
and you
make
value
it.
Value
yeah,
it
you value
more.
Yeah, exactly. You're more grateful.
You know,
more grateful.
You know what Mosey
exactly.
said that like hit.
What?
There's not a single person in human history that has ever regretted hard work.
Yeah, it's facts.
It's true.
Right.
I hear like
that's crazy.
Like when you see like other influences and stuff. Like, hold on, let me start again. There's this guy that came to me and said, like in, like, one of my communities, he was like, bro, like, I want to start my own YouTube channel, too. Like, I want to compete with you
That's
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I was like, you really can't, I don't want to say, like, you can't compete with me, but there's no point of competing with other brands because it's you. Like, you are the
yeah,
brand.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, oh, I want as many followers as you. Like, you shouldn't look towards me. You should look towards what you can create yourself.
Yeah. yeah.
What do you think about that? Like, do you look at all these other people and think like, okay, I need to get as many, I want to have as many followers as them. I want to do what they do. Or like, what do you do?
Yeah. So I think with like building a personal brand, in business and like, it's different. Cause with a personal brand, it's like, I'm just trying to be the best version of myself online. So like, I'm just trying to be like, I'm just trying to get me online in the best way possible. Like show like my whole personality, and, like what I believe in the best way possible. And like only, I'm not trying to be anybody else online. I'm only trying to be me. You know, so there's no other competition for that. But I read Mark Cuban's book, and I wish I took notes about it or something, because I only took two things away, because, like, yeah, I forgot a bunch of shit from it, but I remember two things. And one of the things was when he said, like, business is the only sport that's 24/7, 365. Like, business is literally, like all the, like, that protein powder guy, I don't think he'll last, because all the other protein powders with low ingredients are trying to fucking take him out, like, a fucking, they're trying to get that sword and, like, slice him out, you know, mm-hmm. So I feel like what I like about business is, like, it's like a fucking competition. It's, like, kind of exhilarating. Always. You know? Always. So with a personal brand, I feel like you should be just trying to be the best version of yourself. But with business, I like to think of it as a competition versus the other people. And, like, so, like, with that protein powder guy, I asked him, I was like, what's your competitive advantage? Because you need a way to, like, be different than the other protein powders. And he said, oh, it's because we have low ingredients. And he showed me the ingredients, and they did have low ingredients. But my favorite influencer, Santa Cruz Medicinals, he is a beef chocolate protein powder that also has low ingredients. So guess which one I'm gonna buy? The one that the influencer like. So that's why, you know.
Dude, he has like a bunch. He's like electrolytes too.
Yeah, all these products.
Everything.
Like, yeah. Honey. Does he sell beef protein?
No, beef, it's not beef. It's like beef tallow. I told you, when I say it's all natural, like, it's all fucking natural. I'll show you guys.
So, like, if you're at the store and you see your influencer's product versus like a random person you don't know, you can't put a face to, then I'm going to buy the product that I can put a face to, you know?
Yeah, and people think that, oh, well, my influencer's price is higher than this guy's, so I'll obviously buy the other guy's. But when you have to understand, because of the name being on there, that person's going to go home with that protein powder and be like, hey, my guys, show it to all his friends. Look what I got at the store today. Yeah. And then they're going to go and do the same thing. Yeah. It just widespreads, just like that. Like, the power of a name is fucking unbelievable.
I think people buy from companies that they can put a face to as well, you know?
Oh, how was that protein shake, by the way? Did you try it?
I had it. No, it was good.
It was all right. Yeah. What did you think? It wasn't bad.
It was all right. Yeah. It was no Santa Cruz Medicinals, you know?
I tried it.
But maybe, honestly, if you know the placebo effect? If I, like, I really focus Santa Cruz Medicinals, so maybe even if I had his protein powder, I'd be like, this is gas. Even just because of how I have to fuck with the influencer, you know?
That's
like,
right.
Yeah, like,
that's another thing.
If you're a Logan Paul's number one fan, and, like, you're not about to have Prime be like, this shit's ass, you know? Like, you're not about to say that.
Ever since you started your, like, your brand, like, do you feel like you have, like, more responsibility for, like, your community? Like, what was that like?
What do you mean responsibility?
So, when I started, like, getting a little bit more following on my channel, I started to notice, like, I put a bunch of people, like, in a Discord, like, a little community, and I felt like a sense of, like, responsibility. Yeah. It's like, not that it's like
you're there helping them now.
I'm there helping. Like, I'm there. Like,
they're your kids. They're your students.
They're my students. I'm responsible for all these people. Not like responsible, but they're here for a reason. It's because of pretty much me and like what I'm trying to build.
Right.
Like, did you ever like feel that yet? Like, do you like, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I guess so. I feel like with my viewers, I feel like what I was telling Alex is like, I tried to make like cap cut, like shitty edits, but I feel like when viewers see that, it's like they're trying to trick you. It's like you're trying to trick them, like, to stay engaged, right? So now I just make, like, FaceTime content. I try to act like I'm on a FaceTime with my viewer. So I feel like I try to act like my viewer's, like, my friend. You know, I respond to them in the comments like they're my friends. Because I feel like when you're scrolling on TikTok, and what you like about a creator is, like, relatability, you know? And, like, just, like, being a friend to you know, the people.
And people can sense that shit.
So yeah,
like,
I agree.
The audience knows. Not it's hard getting hard to because of how advanced like everything is nowadays, but like people aren't stupid. They can sense that authenticity.
100%. 100%. Yeah.